Left off yesterday discussing the fact that the mitzvah tzedakah carries with it not only a mitzvah tzedakah, but it carries with it a lav as well. Not only does it carry with it one lav, it carries with it actually multiple lavim. This was helpful to explain why the Gemara tells us in the Vasa and Ksubas that there's a principle of kfiyah, that the Beis Din can force a person to give tzedakah, even though tzedakah is a mitzvah tzedakah, shemat mitzchar v'tzid. It's a mitzvah that has its reward described in the Chumash itself. Nevertheless, one could still be kaifer because of the lav shebo. That's at least the presentation that Tosis gives. So the question is, how do you understand that? How do you understand the relationship between the essay and the lav? And we began to discuss the end of the show yesterday, a sugya that appears in Masechet Kama, Masechet Nedarim. These are the Eisei mitzvah, Patur mitzvah, which is going to shed some light on that relationship. So to backtrack for a moment, the Gemara tells us that there's a principle of Oisei B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, and that applies to the mitzvah of tzedakah. So for example, if a person is being a Shomer Aveidah, he's watching somebody's lost object, and an Ani walks by, so he need not give money to the Ani. Does that mean that what if it's easily for him to do both? What if he's in the middle of taking the Aveidah, he can stick his hand into his pocket, and at the same time give money to the Ani? It's not going to impact on the fulfillment of the first mitzvah. The Taisus writes in Masech HaSukkah, that the rules of Oisei mitzvah wouldn't apply, but it's Efshel Kam Shneim. Oisei mitzvah only applies when it's Efshel Balav Achi. He also brings a riot to that. He says that otherwise, we should be put for mitzvahs their entire day. We're wearing tzitzis. He's wearing tzitzis. It's Oisei mitzvah. We should never have to do any mitzvahs essay. So that's ridiculous because it's Efshel Kam Shneim. And the Ran disagrees. The Ran says no. The Oisei mitzvah, part of the mitzvah applies, even if it's Efshel Kam Shneim. What's the answer that tells this kasha? Why isn't the person wearing tzitzis part of a mitzvah? The Ran says, that's not called an oisik mitzvah. The oisik mitzvah has to be physically involved in the, it's called a mekayim mitzvah. There's a difference between an oisik mitzvah and a mekayim is a mitzvah. But everybody agrees that kol's bala mamash be oisik. I'm literally taking care of the aveda. I'm feeding the animal, washing the animal, doing something physically to the item. And it's EF Shalakayim Shneim, so then Bein Lefiyatay, Bein Lefiyaran, I would be exempt from giving tzedakah. But there's a big problem. Why am I exempt from giving tzedakah? Why don't we say that I'm over a lav? That Eitzim Mitzvah, Patur Mitzvah is a patur from Mitzvah's essay, it's not a patur from Malavim. So what exactly is going on? What's the beer at Dov? How do you understand what Eitzim Mitzvah, Patur Mitzvah over here should cover the lav? So there is a sugya that appears in the first paragraph of Masechet Kedushin. That may be the key to understanding this phenomena, the relation between the essay and the lav of tzedakah. It's a sugya that the famous sugyas of mitzvahs essay shehazman grama. The Gemara differentiates between mitzvahs essay shehazman grama that's derived from a series of psukim that women are exempt from. Let's say, for example, the original source is tefillin. Tefillin women are exempt from. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, and the Gemara says the reason why women are exempt is because it's shehazman grama. Either because according to some, you don't wait till the night, you don't wait till the shops, and you don't, whatever it is, till this is my grammar. Then the Gemara derives from this, where the Nabi women are exempt from tzitzis, because it's my grammar, day and at night, and kriyashma, and suk, alul, and shofar, those are all the mitzvahs as my grammar, the Gemara spells out. The either Gisa, the Brisa quotes a whole series of mitzvahs as ain't as my grammar, the women are chayavasin. The Gemara says, for example, 24/7, it's a lost object. The mitzvah of this week's parasha, shape the shivum neachicha, and there are other, say, the mitzvah of mezuzah. Mezuzah is also not as man grama. There are many mitzvahs that are not as man grama. There are actually significantly more mitzvahs that are not as man grama than there are as man grama. One of the lav's man grama that makes the list is the mitzvah of building a ma'akeh, mitzvah of a person builds a house, they have a roof. If people, nobody ever goes on the roof, they don't need a ma'akeh. But if people go up to the roof, like in the olden days, you used to climb on the roofs, you used to store things in the roofs. So if a person goes up the roof sometimes, so you have to put a mark, you have to put a fence around the roof. That's the post of this week's parashah, Vasisa by Kelegagecha. The Gebraisa says that's a zman, lo zman grum. You build a house whenever you want. So there's no set time for building a malach. You can put up a malach day or night. So therefore, women are obligated in the mitzvah of yasisa makelik agecha. That's the Pharisee Gemara. It's on the list of the ein zman grum. So the Rishonim have a famous question, and that's sugya. The Rishonim want to know, what does the Gemara need to tell me that it's a zman, that it's not a zman grum? That's the reason why the chayavos. Even if it would have been zman grum, they still would have been chayavos. Why? Because there's a lot. The Torah says, if a person builds a market, builds a house that is not careful to build a market, he's in violation of the Gemara says in Mavakama, that issue is violated anytime you have something dangerous in your house. The person has a dangerous ladder that somebody could fall off of. Whereas the person has a calf rye, a wild dog, and is holding on to his house, it's biting people, that's making situations of danger. Anytime you have anything that's dangerous, that's considered to be losasim damim beisecha. The person has a car and he doesn't take care of the car, doesn't take care of basic safety in the car. That's a violation of an issur deraisa of losasim damim beisecha. So the Rishonim Abba the Kasha, let's say, for example, there would have been a din, you have to pull the mach adafka in the day, not at night. Liyatsuya, mach would have been his man grama. Women still would have been chayavos because of losasim damim beisecha. What does the Gemara tell us? Oh, the reason why a woman has to build a market is, by the way, because of it's a low zman grama. That's not the reason why. She would have to build a market anyway because not to violate losas and number vesech. When it comes to lavim, there is no difference between assays and losas. There's no difference between zman grama and not zman grama. Women are not allowed to do malach at Shabbos, even though it's zman grama. Women can't eat chametz and vesech. Women can't eat on Yom Kippur. Anything that's a losa say, it doesn't matter whether it's man grama or not. So that's the casual Rishon involved. So many, many answers to this question. So one of the most famous answers is presented by the Ramban, the Mishnah Kedushin, where the Ramban gives the following suggestion. The Ramban says that there is a relationship between the mitzvah's essay of building a market and the losa say of losas and double mitzvah. There's the Ramban, fundamentally, building a market is the mitzvah's essay. The real goal, the real kavanah satar is the sisa b'kalav. What are the tag mitzvahs? But every once in a while, the Torah will give us a mitzvah say, and then it will give us a lo say, l'chazek es ha'asay. It's a lashon Rabban. The alim is ha'asay, l'chazek es ha'asay. That the lo say is not really standing on its own 2 feet. The lo say should not be understood in a vacuum. The goal of the lo say is just to be extra special careful that we observe the essay. People don't take essays as serious as they should. It's only an essay. Like when we say in the Al-Khait, Al-Khait Shechlam Benefa, the essay of Los Essay, it's only a mitzvah, it's only a bit of a mitzvah. We all know the Gemara says in Yuma that when you have a mitzvah essay, so in a Zaz Mishan Shemaych Mulay, a person does tshuva for mitzvah essay, the Torah is, Kadosh Baruch is Meichel right away. You don't need Yom Kippur, you don't need Yisur, you don't need all the Chaparas. Los Essay is the more serious. People like take those essays more seriously than mitzvah essays. It says the Ramban, the reason why the Torah writes losas namu vesecha is simply lechazek his essay. It's just to give a little bit of a oomph, a little bit of a boost to the mitzvah essay. If the Ramban argues that imtam zalema would have been a mitzvah essay, shazman grama, it happens not to be, but if it would have been zman grama, so then women would have been exempt. And you can't ask me, they should be chayavos al talav. No, lav is not standing on its own 2 feet. Lav is only there, lechazek is an essay. So since it starts fundamentally as an essay, it's rooted in a mitzvah essay, and the goal of the los essay is simply to strengthen the essay. When the essay fails, then the los essay fails as well. The los essay doesn't exist. So that's the yisod of the Ramban. The Torah has to, I'm sorry, the Chazal have to call Maka ein zman grama, because if it would have been a zman grama, then Daka would have been Peturos. So that idea that the Ramban says you can sometimes have an essay and a los essay, and the halach is really determined by the essay. The essay is really what's setting the rules. The los essay is the chazik essay. So that idea can be as well. The Bechor Wasserman suggests this idea. Maybe that's what's going on in the mitzvah tzedakah. Tzedakah is fundamentally an essay. The Torah wants mitzvah essay, one of the tag mitzvahs, Pesach tiftach is yad chavavit, and then he's supposed to give tzedakah. But the Torah wants to make sure that you really do it. So the Torah doesn't just leave it as a Pesach Tiftach is an essay. An essay, yeah, what's an essay? Talmud Torah is also an essay. We don't always learn all the time. What's a big, what's an essay? Lo siyam is a malacha. Lo siyam is like eating treif. It's like wearing shanes. It's like doing malacha yam there. It's a lo siyam. Yeah, Lo Sasei, I'm much more frightened of a Lo Sasei. So since the goal of the Lo Sasei is the Chazik HaSei, all shailas about tzedakah are paskin through the eyes of a mitzvah essay. Whatever the rules are in terms of mitzvah essay, and we would see you would have a tour of mitzvah essay, so then mainly would be potter from the Lo Sasei as well. So the same way the Ramban said that the p'tur of Zman Grama, which is the p'tur in the Parashah of Aseis, that p'tur would carry over to the Lo Sasei also, because the Lo Sasei doesn't really exist on its own two feet. Simply be the Chazik as Asei. So says the Bukhara, that's what's playing out in terms of tzedakah as well. When you have a shayla, am I obligated to give tzedakah? So you have to ask yourself, am I chayv in the Asei or not? That's the only question you have to ask yourself. Am I chayv in the Asei or part of the Asei? The answer is I'm part of the Asei. Why? Because I think it's a part of the mitzvah. Since b'shas, that I'm dealing with the Aveda, I'm not obligated to give tzedakah. Everybody agrees, v'lech t'chavaderech, v'gmar learns after the pasuk, v'lech t'chavaderech didoch. When you walk on your own way, you say Ishma. If you go in the tzach mitzvah, you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, and you're part of a krishma. And from here, we extrapolate all mitzvahs essay. So there's a din that Isaac the mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. So that din partners me for all the mitzvahs essay. So when it comes to tzedakah, I'm part of the mitzvahs essay. Now I want to know, am I chayv in the los essay? How do you have a los essay? How do you have a los essay? It's inconceivable that it should be a los essay, but there's no essay. So once the essay disappears, but mainly the los essay doesn't exist. So that's the reason why the Shema Veda doesn't have to give tzedakah. I give halt as a los essay, and los essays are not subject to the tour of Isaac the Mitzvah. That's when you have an independent los essay. If I'm being Isaac the Mitzvah, I don't have a tour to do Malach and Shabbos. I don't have a tour to eat Tref. I don't have a tour to Lashon Hara. Those los essays stand on their own 2 feet. But a los essay that only comes to Chazkei essay, subject to the rules and regulations and limitations of the mitzvah essay. It's almost like l'moshul ma'adav v'doyme. You have the same idea on a level of the rabbanon. There's a mitzvah of the rabbanon. You have to make birchas hananim. You have to recite a bracha before you eat an apple, before you eat bread. You have to make a bracha. In addition, there's a din that hananim and olam hazeh v'le bracha is ma'al. Also, l'hanas v'le bracha. There's an issa of the rabbanon. If a person eats an apple, not making a bracha, is in violation of a prohibition mid the Rabbanon. So there's the mitzvah essay mid the Rabbanon, there's the los essay mid the Rabbanon. How do you understand the relationship between the two? Is the los essay stand on its own 2 feet? Or is the los essay really just there to strengthen the essay? It's really fundamentally, brachas are an essay. And once you have the essay, then you become bound by the issue of kol nedim olam zebli bracha mal. But if for whatever reason I can't do the essay, I'm not obligated on the essay. So I can't do the essay, I don't do the essay. And you don't have to worry about the lo sasei. So there is a big discussion about this in the poskim. One of the big rayas is the fact that an onay does not recite brachas. A person just died before the kavura. You don't make a burpet. You don't make a mitzvah. You don't recite birchas hananim. And the din is you're not mechuyav to refrain from eating. You're allowed to eat. So I give out also the honest without something bracha. How can you do it? So the answer is the poskim explained that onay is potter from mitzvah sasei. Different reasons why, because of Isaac Mitzvah, he's involved in the Kfura, other same Hashem Kavod Ameis, was wanting to be involved in the Kfura, whatever the longest is. But the bottom line is an Onin does not perform mitzvahs. Everyone agrees to that. But an Onin is not allowed to do Isur, an Onin is not allowed to do Lashnar, Onin is not allowed to do Treif, Onin is not allowed to do Shatnes, an Onin is not allowed to do Isurim, but he's not supposed to do mitzvahs. So why is he allowed to eat without making a bracha? Isn't that an Isur? The answer is it's an isser, but the isser is neveya. The isser emanates from the essay, and you look at hilchos brachos through the eyes, through the lenses of mitzvahs essay. And whenever you have a p'tur for the mitzvahs essay, such as the p'tur of onin is a pointer for mitzvahs essay, the neilah, the los essay, disappears. So that idea exists in ma'akeh, that idea exists in b'chonin and tzedakah, that exists with the rabbanim by brachos. That notion that a los essay is viewed through the eyes of the essay. And that would be the reason why Isaac Mitzvah applies to Tzedakah. This applies to us very, very often. We have the Shailas. We don't have it that much these days, but we have. Hopefully, we'll get back to that point where the Mishalachim, the Anim are coming in and out in the middle of davening. Am I Mechuyev to give Tzedakah at that point in the middle of davening? So I think the answer depends. If you're involved in a halachic portion of the davening, so then I think the answer is no. Then you're not mechuyev to give tzedakah right then. You'd be basic for mitzvah. You're active. Imagine you're wearing Dawson's film. Wearing Dawson's film is not a point different from tzedakah that we quoted from the Tzayin in the round before. If I'm actively davening in the middle of saying Kriyishma, And now when Ani comes in, so I'm fumbling around, I can't find my money, I can't find the place back then. So I say the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. And that's all like Tyson. The only Tyson is that Efshel Kaim Shneim, and Yechayev said if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. But Laloch, we pass like the Ram, that even if it's Efshel Kaim, even if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, you're still going to be part of the Tzedakah, unless Efshel Kaim, the Kal Kal. It's very, very easy to do both. And then the Ram can see Lechatchila should try to do both. They're really potter. The Ram holds that Kolzman, you're doing a mitzvah, you're actively doing a mitzvah. You're not Machuv to give Tzedakah. I, there's a Losa saying, the Losa saying doesn't bother me. I think that patur only applies if a person is actively involved in a real halachic part of the davening. Let's say a person is saying the shir shayom or something. So that's not really a halach. The shir shayom, I say aleinu. That's not a real halach. I say aleinu. So those parts of davening, I'm not so sure that they would cover with it. They're covering the patur of oisim mitzvah by mitzvah. If a person is in the middle of kriyish, in the middle of birchas kriyish, obviously don't shmona esrei. So those are real halachic parts of davening. I don't think they're technically obligated to give tzedakah at that point. What if a person is in the middle of psukhi zimra? Oh, that's already not so pashut. Psukhi zimra is a big machlek. Is psukhi zimra really a halacha? It's a tachonis acham to say psukhi zimra, or it's more of a minik to say psukhi zimra. It's not 100% clear what the source of psukhi zimra is. So a chav enough kamin if I say mitzvah part of the mitzvah. So the person wants to be careful. Leave a little bit of some money outside before the davening starts. Leave it on your talis bag. That way, when Ani comes, you can just hand it to him. Actually, kaim kal. I wouldn't interfere, then wouldn't share your davening. Okay, so those are technical details. So getting back to that story, so the mitzvah tzedakah is such that's fundamentally an assay, and therefore it's subject to Isaac mitzvah and a mitzvah. And as such, even the losa says we wouldn't have to be concerned with. So a lot of what we've been discussing is going back to that Gemara, as in Ksubas of the Masra. I talk about kfiyah and tzedakah, which is a hard concept, because how can you have kfiyah and a mitzvah that's not in Tzchor B'tzida? So one of the many answers that was given was suggested by Taisa, since there are losa says involved. There is an answer that is given to this kasha by the Ktzais, a very famous answer. But the Ktzais writes, he thinks the reason why there's kfiya by tzedakah is for a different reason than Amri. It's not based on the din of kfiya ala mitzvahs, and the regular din of kaifin ala mitzvahs, and it's not based on what we mentioned yesterday from Rabbi Natan, based on the halacha of paying taxes. It's based on a different principle called Shibud Nechasim. The Gemara has a sugya in the end of Masechet Baba Basra, the first part of Masechet Kedushin, about Shibud Nechasim. Shibud Nechasim means, if I borrow $100 from you, so you have a right to go after my property, go after my land. Even if I no longer own the land, let's say I sold the land to somebody in the interim. Say I borrow $100 from you, and then the next day I sell my all my real estate to somebody. And then when you come a month later to collect your loan, I don't have any money. I don't have any money, I don't have any assets, I have no. Nothing to pay. You have a right to go to the lekuchos, the person who bought the land afterwards, and you have a right to go and collect that money. That's called shibud nechasim. All my nechasim, all my property, all my karka, all my real estate that I owned at the time of the loan is meshubud to that chov. That's a principle called shibud nechasim. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara, but that's a din min haTorah, that's a din min haRabbanan. So if it's a din min haTorah, it has to be based in some pasuk. So it's different sources in the Chumash. One in this week's Pasha, the Torah Pasha Kisaitzi speaks about paying back a loan, about the Ishshat and Neshiva Yotzelach Tzavad Achutza, other possible sources. But there are some opinions that maintain that Din of Shibud Nechasim is a Din Min HaTorah. And the other day in the Gemara says, no, it's only a Din Min HaRabbanan. That Min HaTorah, you know, if I have whatever property I have, you're allowed to collect from them, I owe you the money. But the fact that you're allowed to even go to property that I no longer own, that I once owned, that I owned at the time of the loan, so that's for sure only a din midrabbanan. That's a big, big machlokes. But according to many opinions, the machlokes we show matter paskin. According to many opinions, we paskin that shibud nechasim is in fact a din midrabbanan. But the Gemara speaks about shibud nechasim not just by loans. The Gemara talks about shibud nechasim by damages. Let's say I break your window, and then the day after I break your window, I sell off all my land. And then you come to collect money for that, and have any money. So you have a right to go to the lekuchos, you have a right to go to the people who bought it, and to go and collect that property. That's called the shibud nechasim. More even as a possibility that shibud nechasim may even be more chomer than the case of a loiv and a malv and a loiv, so who borrows money. Because that's what Torah superimposes, that may be even a higher level of shibud than a regular chomer. If I borrow money from you, that's not a buvak suva batari, that's just a heskin, that's an agreement between two people. So that's the machlokes of the Gemara, whether shibud derai, shibud derabbanan. But according to some opinions in the Gemara and some opinions in Mishonim, If you have a milvak sukkah b'tayrus, so then the game is different. And even if you hold the shibud is on the rabbanan, this is even more chomer than a regular shibud. Again, it's a long, complicated sugya in the kedusha, the last, it's the very end of Baba Basra. But there is such a concept shibud nechas. Again, according to many, it's a dimin ha'tayrus. So comes the ketzais and says that shibud nechas applies to any time I have a chov. So a chov doesn't only mean a voluntary chov that I borrowed $100 from you. It applies if I break your window as well. It's a chov akos of a Torah. Comes the ketzais and says that tzedakah is a chov akos of a Torah. When the Torah says that you have to give tzedakah, the Torah doesn't only mean that it's a ritual, religious obligation that you have to give tzedakah. The yaitzei mitzvah Torah is a shibud nechasim. There's a 1,000 cents amount that's put on this, and you have to pay the money. And if you don't pay the money, then you're nechasim. You're meshuk to pay that money. And if you don't want to voluntarily give tzedakah, Beis is going to take away your money. But Torah is shibud nechasim. So that's a whole different ballgame. So it says the Ketzos that shibud nechasim applies under all circumstances, even though it's a matan tzchor betzida. Doesn't matter, I owe you the money. Bottom line is you have a hold, you have a lien on my property. So of course Beis is gonna make me pay up the loan. You can't hide behind Matan Tzchor B'Tzida. And Tzchor B'Tzida you can hide behind by Kibbutz Aveim. That's a mitzvah, yes, that's a ma'aseh mitzvah. So it's a Matan Tzchor B'Tzida. If the guy's not taking the Schar HaTorah seriously, we're not gonna force him to give the chavit his parents. But when it comes to tzedakah, it's not a cheshbon of Matan Tzchor B'Tzida. The reality is indeed a moment is you owe the money, so of course you have to pay the because Beis is going to have the right to take away your money. So that's the Ketzos' solution to this problem. So the Ketzos' solution to the problem poses the same problem that we had in the last solution. Namely, how can it be that the Gemara applies the principle of Eisim mitzvah patim mitzvah to tzedakah? Eisim mitzvah patim mitzvah means when you have a mitzvah to fulfill. Let's say, for example, I borrowed $100,000 from you. And you come with Beis Din, Beis Din comes to collect the money. And I say, no, you can't collect my money because I'm davening shacharis now. What does that mean? I say, mitzvah patur mitzvah doesn't mean that if you owe money to somebody, of course the Beis is going to take away your money. I say, mitzvah patur mitzvah, the patur mitzvah is not a patur that your mom is. If you broke the guy's window and you owe $1,000, so no, don't bother me now because I'm busy doing my shavas aveda now, so I don't have to talk to you. Beis Din takes my money and sure, that's it. There's no I say, mitzvah patur mitzvah. If I owe money and your mom is to you. So comes the Achronim and ask if the Ketzos is right that there is a Shibud. We don't even know the Shibud Chasa by Tzedakah, but if there's not the Shibud Chasa by Tzedakah, so then why do you apply the rule of Eisei Mitzvah to the Mitzvah? Well, the answer has to be, and the emphasis of the Ketzos himself doesn't seem to say this, but the Rebbe Chaim and others later Achronim say, but some you have to say that even if there's a Shibud Chasim, the Shibud Chasim is Neveya from the Mitzvah. I mean, the same way we said before, that first you have to paskin, is there a Mitzvah Zesei? If and when there's mitzvah zesei, then we can discuss it through a losa say. So that's what we have to say here also. If and when there's mitzvah zesei, then the shibud kicks in. If for whatever reason the mitzvah zesei is lifted, so the shibud is not independent, the shibud is totally yamin, the shibud depends upon the existence of the mitzvah zesei. So if the rules that govern mitzvah zesei, such as eisim mitzvah patur mitzvah, break down, and yistachadov mitzvah zesei, that's a point there. Once the rule of eisim mitzvah patur mitzvah is a point there for the mitzvah zesei, the male, there's no shibud. So back to scroll, cash 22, that you can't paskin shibud shayla. You don't paskin the shibud independently. The shibud is only paskin if and when the mitzvah exists. And the mitzvah doesn't exist. There's no shibud. So this idea that not only is a los essay sometimes dependent upon an essay, but even the mamunis, even a shibud nechosim, even an issue in the mamunis, and sometimes hinging upon the existence or lack of a mitzvah essay. This idea exists in other areas of Allah as well. We have a similar idea in the first Berachah Masechas Kiddushin, vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So it's pretty clear for the Gemara that there's a shibud nechasim of Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara says, let's say a guy didn't do Pidyon HaBen and he only has 5 shkolim left, his name, so then the Beis is going to come after him and take away his 5 shkolim. There was a whole discussion. Let's say a guy only has 5 shkolim and he never was bothered, he was never paid himself. His father was never paid him, and he was never paid himself. And now he's got a kid who has to be nifta. He was the only 5 shekel, he's got 2 chiyuvim, so it was almost like which one comes first, which is the goof one, but not the whole sugya in the Gemara and Kedushin. But everybody agrees that there's a din of shibud nechasim, and at the end of the day, basically, can take away your money. So pay $100 because you took out a loan. The same way if you owe $100 because you broke a window. So if you owe the kain $100, basically, go ahead. and force you to take away your money. Everybody agrees that the din of shibin nechazim might be din abed. If that's the case, it's a very, very difficult gemara in the first parak of Kiddushin. The gemara discusses the following shaila. The gemara discusses what's the din if it's erev yantiv. Person is about to go lila regel. He has very, very limited means. And he realizes he only has 5 shekel to his name. If he spends the 5 shekel traveling through Shalayim to fulfill the mitzvah of lila regel, he's not going to be able to do pidyon haben. If he goes, if he does pidyon haben, he won't be able to do lila regel. What should he do first? The gemara's a whole machlokes. On one hand, the gemara says lila regel is a mitzvah ideris. Pidyon haben, you'll do next week. Next week, get a job in 6 months from now. Lila regel, that's it. If you're not lila regel now, it's a mitzvah ideris. You'll be either next regal. That's another mitzvah. That's like saying, I won't blow shofar this year, blow shofar next year. I'll eat matzah next year. That's a mitzvah ideris. So on the one hand, the rules that govern shmiras mitzvahs, the siyas mitzvahs, it seems to dictate that it would be more important to do the alila regal and push off pidyon haben to a later point. On the other hand, the Torah says, kobachor benecha tiftev le'rof on ha'reikam. There's a gzeras ha'kosov that the Torah gives precedence to the mitzvah of pidyon haben. The Torah puts pidyon haben first in the pasuk. Seems to indicate that you have to pidyon haben first. So we're not sure. So it goes back and forth. Homachlik said, Torah, what do you do when you have only 5 shekel? So come to Yechorim and say, I don't understand. Said, these rules that the Gemara is giving, these are rules in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Either the rule is that Mitzvah Veris takes precedence over Mitzvah Shein HaVeris, or when the Torah gives 2 mitzvahs, the first mitzvah first. These are mitzvahs, these are klolim in Kedima mitzvahs. But I owe money. If pidyon haben is a shibud dechazm, it's a chayiv. That's like saying, let's say I only have $100 to my name, and I either pay back my loan or I go buy an esrog. So there's a question to pay back the loan. It's not my money. Shibud dechazm means that the money belongs to me. If the guy wants to be a nice guy and let me keep the $100 and buy an esrog, then he has to sukkah, so find more money, scrounge around. He should try to do that. That would be the right thing to do. So doctor, you have to let me keep the $100 and buy the esrog. That's a nice thing to do. But in terms of pure dini mamonos, the basin comes knocking at my door and says, we need to pay back your chov. I'm going to tell him, no, you can't take the money it's not your money. It's not your money. You're a gosling. Maybe not full gosling, but you're not allowed to hold on to money. It's not yours. So if you borrowed $100, you hold $100. So come to Yechorim and ask if there really is Shibin Nechaz for Pidyon haben, which there is. If there's Shibin Nechaz for Pidyon haben, so why is it we're talking about these funny svaras about is one's a bit to Averis, one's a bit to Shein Averis. And I need a pasuk to tell me you do Pidyon haben first. The game's over. You owe the Kohen money. You owe the Kohen and Shevet Kuna. You owe them 5 shekel. You have an IOU to the Shevet Kuna. So it's very, you want to be a big tzaddik, you're a little regular. That's very nice. If you're going to be a tzaddik on somebody else's money. So you're not allowed to do that. So what does the Gemara say? The case is closed. And of course, you have to do the Pidyon haben because you owe the money. If the Kohen want to be nice and give you a break for them, okay, then we can discuss it. But in terms of pure din, of course you have to give the money first. So what happened? Nobody says that. So the answer is because all the shibud that exists at pidyon haben only exists when the mitzvah exists. If you're mechuyev in the mitzvah zeh at pidyon haben, so then you become a shibud. But if you're not chayev right now, for whatever reason there's a poter, what's the poter? I said it's a poter mitzvah. What's the poter? The mitzvah lila regel. The fact that you have a mitzvah lila regel, it's a mitzvah veres, according to one opinion, that clown in a k'dima mitzvah is a poter pidyon haben. It's right now on Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah of pidyon haben right now because I have other mitzvahs that take precedence. So kol's man that there's no mitzvah zeh pidyon haben. Memelo, there's no shibud. Shibud chos was put on hold. The kohen can't come with the time and give me the money. You're meshuvah to me. No, I can say I'm not meshuvah right now. So I look in your day. Your day is in shenhei taskins that I'm not mechuyev in pidyon haben at this moment. Kol's man, I'm not mechuyev in pidyon haben. Memelo, I'm not mechuyev in there's not going to be any shibud mechosim. So when all the dust settles, we have this concept that you have certain mitzvahs that carry with them shibudim, but the shibud is not an absolute. The shibud only exists in response to the existence of the mitzvah. Kol zman, the mitzvah disappears, and the shibud falls by the wayside as well. And that would explain what's going on in Hilchos Tzedakah. The answer is yes, there's a shibud, and yes, basically kaifa on the mitzvah. But if and when there would be a poter, let's say, I see it's a part of the mitzvah, the possible poter in the midst of tzedakah, then the shibud would fall by the wayside as well. So we have many, many answers in the Rishayim to this phenomena. On the one hand, tzedakah should have been a matan schar betzida, and there's no real reason to be kaifet, but the Gemara says in 2 sugyas, in Rav Asher and Ksubas, that there is kfiyah that plays out. So the, either it's kviya b'tam, Torah's paying taxes, or some Rishonim say bezin is a lot of because of based on desire. The Tosfos says there are a lot of them there, and the Tosfos says there's a shiva there. So these would all explain away why there's kviya for the bits of tzedakah. So the bottom line is there exists situations where a person has to give tzedakah. What's the mechayev of giving tzedakah? So we said the mechayev of giving tzedakah is you see an ani, in front of you. So yes, with tzedakah, you have to give tzedakah. Is there any other mechayev of tzedakah? Any other situation that would arise? That would, in a sense, force the person to have to give tzedakah. That's a bottom of this week's parasha. Motzah sasecha tishma v'yasisa. If a person is mitzvah, a person takes an edit to give tzedakah. That post is not talking about tzedakah. That post is talking about karbanos. At the end of the post, it says kasher adat l'shem l'kechen edavash and dibarat b'ficha. The Torah says that you have to fulfill all your nedarim, everything that came out of your mouth, and then it says asher dibarat b'ficha. I know that already. It says, Motzah Sasech Tishma Vasisa. Everybody says, whatever your lips are, you have to fulfill. What's the additional meaning of that phrase, Asher Dibarta Beficha? What is added by the phrase, Asher Dibarta Beficha? So the answer is, Asher Dibarta Beficha, the Torah Shema says, Beficha Zut Tzedakah. That refers to a person who uttered, said with the mouth, that they're going to give Tzedakah. Now they become a Chuyav to give that Tzedakah, Asher Dibarta Beficha. Once you become a Chuyav to give the Tzedakah, because you over the nobody asked you to give it to pledge $10,000 to the tzedakah appeal. Once you did, so then you become a chuyav to fulfill it. And now we open up a whole new world that now you, if you don't fulfill tzedakah properly, you may be in violation of the isur about the acher. Torah says that if you take a neder to give a korban, you're not allowed to dray around. You're not allowed to dilly dally. You have to give the korban whenever the halachic shear is, whenever the first halachic notice is to give it, you're obligated to give it. And if you don't give it, so you're going to be in violation of the law of the Torah about the Acher. So now we have potential new mitzvahs that are just collecting in terms of tzedakah. So beficha, you have to fulfill what you said, and now if you belay, so then maybe a violation about the Acher. So if we have to see a little bit on Friday to discuss what the ramifications of this part of the mitzvah tzedakah are, and what exactly has to transpire for this pasuk to kick in. And then what that would mean exactly in terms of giving tzedakah, when a person would be mechuyav to give the tzedakah that he voluntarily obligated himself in. So again, so in addition to what we've been talking about up to now, of the person who sees the ani walking by, I don't need beficha for that. That's also the opposite. But even if there's no ani right this second, but I went in and bekabel upon myself to give the tzedakah, so now I have to reckon with this whole new series of halachas about the achash and the amount of beficha. On Friday, we'll try to finish up the sugya tzedakah.
Yeah, Robbie.